With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. Part of the goal of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, is to reduce the number of emergency room visits. But in Santa Fe, surveys show 4% of 911 callers were using 20% of resources. So the city's fire department launched a pilot program 2 years ago to reduce calls by matching patients with follow-up services. Those services were hard to find, but with the expansion of Medicaid, that's health insurance for low-income and disabled residents, as part of the ACA, more people are being matched with a care coordinator. Faith Applewhite is a paramedic with the Mobile Integrated Health Office.
We've seen a huge uptick in enrollment in Medicaid, in the Centennial plans, especially since the Affordable Care Act. So, and this is just anecdotal, but when I was on the ambulance, 10 years ago, it was very, 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 very common that most of our patients wouldn't have any insurance information, and especially most of these high utilizers wouldn't have any insurance. But now, most of them, almost all of them, have insurance, and it's typically Medicaid, and it's typically a Centennial plan.
Applewhite notes that the folks who weren't getting help with alcohol and drug abuse or the underlying conditions making them self-medicate are now being led by the health office one-on-one through the system they couldn't easily access before.
From this perspective, from this purview, definitely it's helped. These folks now have insurance that, and someone at the insurance, someone at the Medicaid office whose job it is to look after them. So they have a care coordinator, and they have thus someone whose job it is to match them with services. That's very different than the landscape was, just a few years ago.
Tomorrow, the opioid crisis effect on the volume of 911 calls. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.